Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Our Lady in Doctrine and Devotion, this show dedicated to furthering the knowledge and love of the Mother of God, presented by member-supported Restoration Radio. I'm your host, Christopher Stevers, and I am joined by our guest, Father Michael Oswald. Welcome to the show, Father.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, Father, we've studied Our Lady's life in great detail over the past two seasons, but today we see her earthly life coming to a close and her glorious assumption, body and soul, into heaven. We're going to study this doctrine in great detail as we'll go through the encyclical proclaiming this dogma, Munificentissimus Deus. So what was the history of this dogma, Father? Was it something which has been believed from the earliest days of the Church and only recently was solemnly defined? Or did it follow a path like that of the Immaculate Conception?
Well, it always, any dogma or doctrine, of course, has always been from the beginning, from either through Holy Scripture, revealed to Holy Scripture, or through the tradition of the Church. So it is, there's no, you know, new teaching outside of the death of the last apostle. So from the very beginning, I look at it this way. It's, you can look at sometimes certain doctrines or dogmas, and it's almost like a seed, like a mustard seed. It begins, you know, God created it, it's right there, it's small, but it's there. And then as time goes on, of course, it begins to develop and get its to, or at least show more understanding of it, more becomes more evident, and you know, the leaves begin to come out and you see more things about it. But it wasn't just, you know, created after something was there from the beginning. So it's very much like that with all dogmas and doctrines. And so even in the encyclical that you mentioned too, of Pius of the 12th, is, you know, he says too, you know, he says, you know, these studies and investigations have brought into even clearer light the fact that the dogma of the Virgin Mary's assumption into heaven is contained in the deposit of Christian faith entrusted to the Church. You know, he's reminding us that this is nothing, you know, we're not creating anything new here. It was always in the deposits. We're just now solemnizing it, you could say, or making it more evident and emphasizing it more, you could say, for the world. And, you know, he says too as well, right, he writes in the encyclical too more about, prior to this, of course, he sent, you know, a letter to the bishops of all the world in 1946 and asking them this question. He says, do you, venerable brethren, in your outstanding wisdom and prudence, judge that the bodily assumption of the Blessed Virgin can be proposed and defined as a dogma of faith? Do you, with your clergy and people, desire it? And of course, it was confirmed. I mean, everyone said, yes, of course, because it's has always been the universal teaching of the Church as far as that goes. It was just a matter of, okay, do we want to elevate, not elevate it, but just expose it, I can say, more to that of the world. And, you know, he says also the concordant teaching of the Church's ordinary doctrinal authority and the concordant faith of the Christian people are the evidence of that. It is, has always been the belief of the Church that this has happened. And too, certainly had army of theologians and researchers to research, you know, of all that has transpired throughout the centuries of that. And they came up, you know, they looked and they saw all this information, you know, this, yes, it's been taught here, it's been taught there, it's been the universal ordinary teaching in that regards. It was, you know, and you can see it in many different evidentiary ways too, that this has happened.
I see it's very clear that it has been taught since the beginnings of the Church. Now we see in the beginnings of the encyclical that His Holiness mentions the large amount of petitions and desire within the Church to have this doctrine defined. He even mentions there was a desire for it at the First Vatican Council. It's a wonderful thing to live in a time so close, relatively speaking, in which we have this dogma solemnly defined and by the last true Pope as that before our current situation in the Church. One might wonder, Father, why in 1950 and not sooner? Was there some ripening of time for the definition that it wasn't needed at an earlier age? We might even ask, could it have been reserved for our age, especially due to the greatest...